No confirmation from medical examiners just yet, but family members of a woman reported missing from her Logan Square apartment 4 days ago say police have found her body. No one had seen 33-year-old Brittany Battaglia since she left her apartment on Friday night. Chicago police confirmed they found the body of a woman last night in an apartment about a block from her home, and Battaglia's family has said police have told them it's hers. Her brother AJ tells CBS2 he's been overwhelmed with messages about his sister.
You should see how many people reached out just saying how great of a person she was. Like, she, you kind of never think your sister's going to be taken from you. So
AJ Battaglia also says police have taken someone into custody. We're expecting more information from Chicago police soon.
There's no response yet from executives at General Iron to the latest protests from people living on Chicago's southeast side who are fighting a judge's ruling that clears the way for the metal shredding operation in their backyard.
When the community says no, it's no.
Southeast side resident Oscar Sanchez says he recently lost his grandmother to lung issues caused by poor air quality in the community. He and other residents say they're tired of fighting for what should be a basic human right.
All we want to do is spend time with our loved ones. We just want to be able to go outside and breathe clean air. Be able to go outside and play with our children. Be able to go outside and go learn. Go to school.
Resident Cheryl Johnson says this issue goes beyond the southeast side.
Not just about our lives, it's about your lives and your children's lives. And we need to stop this right now. Environmental racism need to stop in the city of Chicago because we're fighting back. We're not stopping.
Mayor Brandon Johnson has also expressed support for the community and said he stands firmly behind the decision to block General Iron from operating. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The city manager of Joliet may learn his fate sometime today. James Caparelli is operating on a six-month contract that expires next month. The city's new mayor, Terry Darcy, has said the city manager position should be opened up to applicants. The Joliet Herald News reports when Darcy was elected over Mayor Bob Odenkirk, Caparelli lost a strong supporter.
An employee of an organization that donates cadavers to medical schools says he's being singled out for sharing his concerns about the conditions of some of the bodies.
For 5 years, Dale Wheatley's job at the Anatomical Gift Association of Illinois has been to transport cadavers to medical schools. And he says that last month, after a medical school complained that bodies had a bug infestation, he directed the school to contact his boss. And the next day,
there were three heads left at my desk.
Three heads from cadavers, donors, as they're called. Wheatley says he thinks the heads were placed there in retaliation for what he shared with the medical school about how the Anatomical Gift Association of Illinois mistreated the donors.
The cadavers were being like under embalmed. They were rotting. They were molding.
Wheatley says he has never been disciplined by the association and he just wants conditions to improve. He estimates as many as 40 donor cadavers a year are wasted because of poor conditions at the association. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Have you been showered yet with cottonwood fluff? Well, that's the white stuff falling from cottonwood trees. The phenomenon is known as mast seeding season, and it means that every 3 years or so, the trees reproduce by releasing an inordinate amount of seed. The Morton Arboretum Spencer Campbell tells WBBM that the showers of cottonwood seeds also come after a warm and wet spring when the trees were growing them.
It seems like with the absence of precipitation, it is allowing them to potentially hang on the trees for longer or maybe produce more or get distributed over a larger general area.
Campbell says in addition to cottonwoods, other trees that release seeds, including maples, oaks, and sycamores.
Chicago Sky Ownership has welcomed new investors to the fold, including Laura Ricketts, co-owner of the Cubs.
The Chicago Sky has sold 10% of the team ownership to a group of eight investors, which includes Cubs co-owner Laura Ricketts. That's according to Sportico, which reports the deal is valued at $85 million. Specifics of the deal have not yet been disclosed, and it still needs to be approved by the WNBA's Board of Governors. Mai Martinez, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The body of a 20-year-old man found on East Benton Street in Joliet this morning. Police say he was shot in the head. He was pronounced dead at Silver Cross Hospital. Police say the shooting was an isolated incident.
Two local chefs have won awards that are dubbed the Oscars of the culinary industry.
Chefs from Chicago have picked up honors at this year's edition of the prestigious James Beard Awards. Damar Brown of Virtue in Hyde Park was recognized as the Emerging Chef of the Year. Tim Flores and Jeannie Kwan, chefs and owners of the Michelin-starred modern Filipino restaurant Kasama in Ukrainian Village, were named as the best in the Great Lakes region. The Beard Awards were presented during a ceremony at the Lyric Opera House last night. Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Governor Pritzker stepped into Republican territory this morning. While in Freeport in Stevenson County touting his budget plan, he was asked how hard he worked with the state GOP lawmakers in his spending plan.
I had regular meetings with Republican leaders directly throughout the budget process. They would tell you that. And there were things that I specifically fought for putting in the budget that Republicans wanted in that budget.
The governor cited as an example a $50 million cut in the corporate franchise tax. No Republicans in either House or Senate voted for the budget.
A Chicago City College now offering an associate's degree in cannabis studies. Leaders at Olive Harvey College on the city's far south side say courses will address the science of plants and the laws associated with them. The Daily Southtown reports students will also learn about the cultural and societal impact of cannabis and its use.
A nonprofit conservation group giving some prime property along Lake Michigan to leaders in the northern suburbs free of charge. WBBM's Andy Day.
Pending a full vote by the Lake County Forest Preserve District's Planning Commission later in the month, the 77-acre Open Lands Lakeshore Preserve in Highland Park will get a new owner and caretaker. Along with what Forest Preserve officials are calling a gift, Open Lands is expected to give the district's charitable partner over $1 million to help care for the property, which features wooded ravines, bluffs, and a mile of shoreline. Leaders tell the Daily Herald the move will add nearly 2 miles of publicly accessible shoreline to Fort Sheridan. Dating back to 2007, Open Lands has maintained and improved the space where several threatened and endangered plant species can be found. That's the latest from Lake County.